Over to you, Rebecca.
Good morning. This is unusual, isn't it? So throwing me in at the deep end this time and starting off. But I know you've been really interested in self-awareness over the last week or two, and it's something that's interesting to me as well for probably different reasons. But I guess first of all, we should clarify what is self-awareness? What do we mean by that?
Okay, well, you're right. I've been quite immersed in this. I've always been interested in self-awareness at a, I'd say intellectual, but that's not a word I should use about myself level, at a conceptual level. Yeah, self-awareness sounds like a good idea. It's a hard thing to argue against. No one needs to be more self-aware. You know, it seems to be a default that it's a good thing. So I think you're right. Definition. So many out there. I picked the obvious one, the first one I can come across off Google. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
Self-awareness is the ability to focus on yourself and how your actions, thoughts, or emotions do or do not align with your internal standards. I'll say it again. The ability to focus on yourself and how your actions, thoughts, or emotions do or do not align with your internal standards.
There's a lot in that already, isn't there, really? And I think so, yeah. What are our, do we know our internal standards? Do we not need to be self-aware to know what our internal standards are in the first place? It's a bit circular, this, isn't it, I think.
Oh no, I wish you hadn't said that because you're right. And that's you're right. If you get yeah, if you think you know what your internal standards, whatever that means by the way, are, but you're unself-aware, you probably got that wrong from the
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's a big one, this one, I think, and self-awareness. And how do we know if we how do we know if we are self-aware?
Oh, you're going where I've been going over the last few days, because the questions we ask or should ask ourselves around this are so deep and fundamental. They're quite troubling. I'm quite troubled, because I know I'm not self-aware. Maybe the danger is when you think you are, but you're actually not. There's so many rabbit holes to go down here too, because it's wrapped up with values and it's wrapped up with perceptions and all these things which are hard to tie down to tangibles. So yeah, I think what we said, we do two recordings around this. What is it? And we're already struggling to say what it is because it's wrapped up in so many things. And then how to go about it. Trying to keep those down to 12 minutes or so each is hard work.
Yeah, and I guess maybe there's different elements to it as well. Are we self-aware in terms of, you can almost come at it from a very practical physical thing. Are you self-aware of, how we move and how we hold ourselves? But also on a more emotional and mental level, are we self-aware in terms of what makes us happy? As fundamental a question as that, what actually makes us happy? What makes us sad?
What brings us joy? We've talked about that, haven't we? Well, yeah, we're already throwing up more questions than answers here. So anyone who's got the misfortune of hearing us and thinking, wow, not much for me yet. But questions very often have more value than answers because one person's answers aren't someone else's. So yeah, that's another interesting thing you said. Self-awareness, I guess, and I'm no psychologist, I've never pretend to be. Self-awareness, I guess, is not a generic global thing. Like you say, it could be channels. It could be, yeah, I'm self-aware about this aspect of me, but I'm massively unself-aware about others.
Yeah, and I think that rings true for me because I would say that I'm quite self-aware, but I know there's probably other people who think that I'm not and have
And
no
who's right?
idea.
Who's right? Who's wrong? And does it matter? I don't know.
Yes, and like you say, maybe there's an element of self-awareness that recognizes that we have blind spots. I think there's something to do with that as well, isn't there? I think if you are self-aware, then you recognize that you probably do have blind spots somewhere.
But what if you don't? What if your search for self-awareness is genuine and it's intentional? I mean, we're kind of defaulting to believing we're self-aware when we're not. The opposite could also be true. We're more self-aware than we think.
Yeah, definitely. And I suppose again, it comes down to how we define it. So if you were looking at a group of people,
Yeah.
how would you know what would be the indicator that they are self-aware?
Yeah, I like that question. It kind of aligns with my own thinking. I asked myself this morning, I scribbled off 1500 words this morning in preparation for this. You know, that isn't me saying, hey, I'm wonderful. It's just what I do because I distrust my head. So I have to get it onto paper. And I asked myself the question, who do I feel I've observed, worked with, not just seen on telly? You know, is Gary Lineker self-aware? Is Donald Trump self-aware? Is Ronaldo? You know, I don't know these people, but who have I worked with that I've worked with and observed closely and got to know the context and so forth? Who have I worked with that I've considered to be, not only worked with, but encountered in domestic life, family, whatever? Who have I worked with or known that I believe to be self-aware? And what do they look like that makes them different from unself-aware people? By the way, I've got no great answers yet, but I'm kind of working a little bit tentatively towards it. But I think you're right. To put something tangible on this, what do self-aware people do and how they behave and how different are they from unself-aware people? So I'm throwing your question back at you. I might have some answers, but what about yourself?
I think self-aware people are probably a little bit more considered. So rather than rushing into things, they may well consider the impact of what they do or what they say on other people,
Agreed.
for starters. I think that's probably a thing. And also, maybe there's something around boundaries as well. I think if you're self-aware, you have better boundaries because you know you have a greater understanding of what you enjoy doing or what's your priorities. So perhaps there's something around, yeah, stronger boundaries if you're self-aware
Crikey.
in that respect around sort of where you focus your time and energy.
Right, so you don't venture into less competent areas, for instance. I'm thinking about work, especially if you ask. I like to think, for instance, in my coaching work, that I have a degree of self-awareness around the boundary, the parameter, the limits of my own competence, and where I move into more therapeutic, clinical, or whatever realm is beyond my own competence. I think you do need a self-awareness in a professional context sometimes to know that scenario I shouldn't get into because I don't know how to handle it. So there's a degree of self-awareness there, but it's a very specific type of self-awareness
Yeah.
in a particular context, isn't it?
Yes, I think that makes sense, doesn't it? I can be very self-aware in one thing. So, like you say, yes, recognizing that this is, so if I'm working with somebody, this is beyond my skill set, or this is not my role, or this is not my place to do that. Yes, I think that's self-awareness as well, isn't it? And is there something around when we're self-aware, do you feel that we can perhaps be a little bit more empathetic? Do you think we recognize things in other people if we're self-aware?
I think when you were talking about what I will know phrases, the impact of what we say, I think a self-aware person, and I'm not, is someone who probably anticipates, not only sees the impact of what they say, but can actually think to themselves, consciously or otherwise, I'm about to say this to Rebecca. I think it's going to have this impact on her. How am I going to deal with this? Is that the right thing to say? Could I say it differently? Someone who is considered and conscious and deliberate in their behavior, to me, is more likely to be self-aware.
Yes, definitely. And do you think it goes hand in hand with self-confidence as well? Do you think that people who are more confident are more self-aware?
I think people who project it, is Donald Trump self-aware? Is he? I mean, it's easy to look at someone who, hey, sorry about this, but I'm going to get controversial, who appears to some, myself included, to be narcissistic, deluded, and everything else. Is someone like that massively self-aware, knows who they are, and projects it very deliberately? Or is massively unself-aware and haven't got a clue the impact it has. I can't believe that because you're getting so much feedback from so many sources to say you are this sort of person. You either reject that perception of others and stay totally in your own bubble, or you don't care about it.
Yeah, so you can't. So, yes, it's not necessarily confidence. So, I think sometimes people
Maybe it
maybe
is.
they're confident in themselves. Yeah, so it doesn't necessarily relate, but I think sometimes if people are more self-aware, they're more confident in knowing who they are, maybe that's what I'm trying to say.
I think it's too easy to say introverted people are more likely to be self-aware than extroverted people. I think
Yeah, I
there's
don't.
something in that, but it's too broad, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I
And
don't think you can
we're
do
not
that.
confusing confidence with introversion or extroversion, by the way.
No.
A lot of extroverted people are lacking confidence. Jimi Hendrix is a classic example. If we listen to the people who talk about him, very quiet, very introverted, very uncommon. Put him on a stage, bang, you got something totally different. So context is everything. So yeah, this is unsurprising. This is taking us into some areas we didn't know it would take us. And we're already glancing to my left where I've got a stop clock running on the other monitor. We're already over 10 minutes on this. Amazingly, it's such an interesting topic, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And maybe, so I suppose what's our takeaway from this first conversation?
Oh, the need to run about 17 others to get anywhere near scratching the surface of it. It's definable. It isn't abstract. It's personal. One person's self-awareness and issues around it is very different to every other due to their unique context and everything else. It's definable. It's related to, but not entirely driven by values, beliefs, experience, personality, context, so many other things. There's a default to believing there's value in being more self-aware, but frankly, that's challengeable because it could be damaging to some people to become more self-aware. We're going to run a second one of these now for continuity's sake around how to be more self-aware, the issues around it, and so forth. So I think the takeaway for me is this is a fascinating foundation topic. And I like the idea of internal standards that we started with. If we don't know what our true internal standards are, then we've got no foundation on which to build self-awareness.
Yeah, this is a lot deeper than what we thought originally is my takeaway.
I think that too. I thought I'd think it, but I know think it even more. Thank you, I
Yeah.
think.
Yeah,
Back for more in a minute.